Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really plunging into something quite profound, a feeling I think many of you might recognize, even if it's hard to name.
Mm-hmm.
It's that quiet, unsettling experience of, well, disappearing in your own life, even when you're doing all the things, right? The daily tasks.
Yeah, it's still showing up.
Exactly. And we're not talking about some neat, clean healing journey here or those, you know, perfectly polished lives you see online.
No, not at all.
This is about the mess, the silence, those days when you're just standing there, maybe in your kitchen thinking, I can't do this anymore, but you don't even know what this really is.
Yeah.
It really circles back to a line from the material we're looking at today, a really powerful one. I wasn't living, I was disappearing.
And what's so striking about this account is that paradox it points to, being, as it says, emotionally, spiritually gone.
Mm-hmm.
Even while, like you said, you're still going to work, raising the kids, somehow keeping the house from falling apart. Barely, maybe.
Right. It's that internal vanishing act.
It is. It's this sense of self-invisibility.
Oh.
And look, this is a personal story, obviously, but its themes just resonate so widely. It taps into something really common, I think.
Definitely.
And a key thing from these pages is where that change actually begins. That healing, as the author puts it. It wasn't some huge, dramatic revelation.
A big lightning bolt moment?
Not really. Mm-hmm. It was quieter. Yeah. More internal, just a small shift, really, but it became this huge turning point.
And the source really paints that picture with such raw detail, doesn't it? I was drowning in addiction, raising kids, married to a man who didn't see me, living in a house that was more chaos than home.
Yeah, those details are potent.
It's not just feeling overwhelmed. The author talks about being invisible, even to myself.
Which is maybe the deepest kind of invisible.
Right. And for so long, just accepting it, thinking it was just like that, like this.
Yeah.
This heavy, quiet state was just normal life.
That's the really insidious part, isn't it? When the suffering just becomes wallpaper, background noise.
Yeah, yeah. It really hits home. So how does the source say you finally break that spell? Because it feels so pervasive.
Well, and that's a huge question, especially when you've kind of resigned yourself to this is just how it is.
Yeah.
For the author, the shift came with a realization, a pretty stark one.
Mm-hmm.
It was, quote, when I realized I didn't want to die like this, buried under everyone else's needs and my own pain.
Wow, that's direct.
Very. And what's really striking is where this started, not where you might expect.
Okay.
It didn't start on some retreat or in a therapist's office necessarily or a wellness center. It started, and this is the phrase, in the quiet rage of my own life.
Quiet rage. I like that. It's not just a place. It's a feeling.
Exactly. It's this powerful internal energy. And the insight, I think, is that real change often sparks not from finding peace somewhere else, but from that intense dissatisfaction right where you are.
That raw feeling of no more.
Yes. That realization of what you won't tolerate anymore. It's when that silence of disappearing finally breaks. Even if it's just inside your own head at first, it becomes a roar.
A quiet roar, maybe?
Perhaps. And this connects right into the whole idea of raw and real that runs through the material. The promise of truth-telling for the women still stuck in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this part's key. You don't need to be fixed. You need to be heard. It shifts the focus, doesn't
yeah.
it? Away from external solutions.
And towards just acknowledging what is that internal truth.
Precisely. Profound internal acknowledgement.
It really is powerful stuff. And for anyone listening who knows that feeling, that quiet exhaustion, well, this deep dive, this source, it offers something different, doesn't it? A counter narrative.
Definitely.
It really feels like it's for women who are still in it. You know, the ones who have been through hell and still hear people say you're so strong.
When really you want to say I'm exhausted.
Mm.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that pressure.
Totally. And the material is upfront. This is not a polished healing journey. Yeah. It aims to be a space for those who are just tired of pretending or, you know, aching to be seen or maybe even whispering truths in the dark because no one in your life is ready to hear them.
Yeah. Or maybe you're not ready to say them out loud yet.
Right. It promises to talk trauma and maybe most importantly, just brutal honesty.
Which can be incredibly liberating.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, let's just circle back to that core message from the account. It's so powerful. You don't have to be fixed to begin.
Right.
You don't have to be healed to be worthy. You don't have to perform your pain.
That performing pain part really hits, doesn't it? Like, you have to display your suffering in a certain way to be valid.
Exactly. And this isn't about, you know, 10 steps to perfection. It's not a roadmap like that.
No.
The insight seems to be less about finding some ultimate truth and more that the act of telling the messy truth, the shameful truth, even if only to yourself at first, that is the first real step.
Mm-hmm. It dismantles the pretense.
Yeah.
The performance.
Yeah. It suggests that vulnerability isn't the barrier we think it is. It's actually the path.
And if you take that idea further, well, that's where freedom begins. That's where empowerment begins. It starts with that raw honesty.
Right.
So maybe something to think about is this. If starting doesn't require being fixed or healed, just acknowledging the messy, unvarnished truth.
Yeah.
Well, what does that really imply about the journeys we're often told we have to take? The clean, linear ones.
It challenges that whole narrative.
It does. And what kind of power, maybe unexpected power, can be found right there in embracing that quiet rage the source talks about in your current reality.
Instead of needing to escape it first.
Exactly. It makes you wonder if healing is less about fixing something broken and more about fiercely, honestly acknowledging what's real for you right now.
Hmm.
The material leaves us with this thought, and I think it's a vital one to carry. Raw and real is not a brand. It's a promise.
Promise to yourself, maybe.
Could be. Definitely something to mull over.